So I'm here with Janet Cantwell-Papali, and we're talking about what she calls mental gymnastics. Janet, thank you for being with us today. And in your book, you talk about advice for women and reasons that women hold back, and one of the, or that people, but in particular, your focus is on women. And you talk about there that four things, and one of them is entitlement, and another is fear of failure, and the third one is that people don't think that they will make a difference, and the fourth is that they've been burned. And I find that a lot when I talk with women, that one or all of those comes into play.
You
certainly faced a lot of that when you were, well, in each level of your career. But you mentioned something about mental gymnastics. What is that, and how would a woman use that?
Well, first of all, what you do when you do gymnastics, you have a routine. And what you have to do, and especially, like I coached all four events, so the one with the balance beam, it's like 4 inches. And how did you keep yourself on, and how did people do what they did? And a lot of it was visualization, seeing yourself as a winner. And, you know, back when I was competing, you know, either you were a good gymnast and a good competitor, or you weren't. And people weren't taught that, you know what, you can teach someone to be good. You can teach someone to have confidence by repetition, by visualizing it, by having a routine, and so that you know what's going on. A lot of people just say, go up and do it. Well, it isn't just about go up and do it. Sometimes, you know, if you don't have a plan, you can't execute. You know, and see, people say, well, you know, if you don't have a plan, you know, take any road and it'll get you there. Well, I don't believe that. If you don't have a plan and you don't know where you're going, you're going to get the same results. You're not going to have it. A lot of times, you're not going to know where you want. How can you? You've never traveled there before. It's like the road less traveled, you know? But you try something, and then you learn what you like and what you don't like and what works.
And, you know, Janet, you talk about that, and it's – and you, in Be Invincible, you talk about it being your role. And in what I do with Victorious Woman, I start with be who you really are. And that, if you don't know who you really are, I guess it would be hard to move forward, don't you think?
Absolutely. But the way you find out who you are is you try things. The world is open. There's so many opportunities right now. And, you know, so many women, even though you're now with Title IX, you have careers, you have all this stuff,
right,
you still think in your mind that you're going to get married, have babies, and then you'll figure out who you are. And a lot of people put themselves on hold for that reason.
And you talk about what I give classes on vision books, and that's a big thing. You talk about going through magazines and cutting out pictures.
Yep, that's what we used to do. It's like when you want something, you have to see it every day. If you don't, you get it, your life gets so busy. Every one of us has a busy life. You're going in 50 directions, and you forget sometimes that what you want because you get sidetracked. So by seeing it every day, you go, oh, yeah, I knew I wanted that. And it sort of just pulls you back in. Like when with some of my people, like I my girls and stuff, I used to say, okay, what skills are we going to work on? And we'd have a book. And we'd say, okay, what are you doing? How did you feel? And really, it's not rocket science.
So when you were coaching your gymnast at University of Pennsylvania, then you had them make a sort of a vision book for skills?
Yep. And then we would analyze it and what was realistic and how they were going to do it and give them a plan.
Hmm.
Now, if it didn't work, guess what? You readjusted it. You changed. You had a backup. But you always were moving forward. You were trying things. You were trying, and like when I recruited, I tried to recruit women that hadn't reached their full potential and that still had a desire that they wanted to do more with gymnastics. Because a lot of times gymnastics, especially at the college level, it's just like it's an end. It's not a beginning. Hmm. It's not moving forward. You just sort of stay where you were and you keep status quo. Whereas I wanted people to still grow. Not necessarily to go to the Olympics, but to reach their full potential and to know that they did everything they could and they could put that part of their life to bed and have it feel be a good part because they did everything they could do.
And then move on to the next phase, because one of the things you talk about in Be Invincible is that that a woman has to put herself first. And a lot of times, Janet, women say, well, that's really being selfish. But you and I agree that you need to put yourself first in order to take care of yourself, to take care of others.
In order to be at peace and happy, you have to put yourself at first.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't take care of you, how can you take care of others? How can you give advice? How can you be a leader, a mentor, if you don't know who you are? Or if you're living for your kids? I mean, you saw that one show, I'm sure. They've had it all over the internet with this big, heavyset woman looking at her child and dancing and saying, come on, honey, you can do it. And she's dancing and doing the routine. Now, that mother doesn't realize that she's heavy, that she's her whole thing is she projects herself as being her daughter.
Yeah.
You
so
know,
you
and everyone
women,
goes, oh, my God, is this right?
What do you say to women who, I see it a lot in my work, where especially when women are becoming empty nesters and then they go into a big depression. What do you tell women to so that they can avoid doing that? How do you tell them to sort of buck the social mentality that says, oh, your kids are everything. You know, I always say motherhood is a temp job. But society doesn't acknowledge that. So many women feel a lot of guilt and a lot of frustration they feel frustrated with their lives, and then they put themselves into their children's lives because they have too much guilt to take care of themselves. How do you tell them to start?
I don't even think it's guilt. It's just easier not to look at yourself.
Oh, that's good.
And if
Janet,
you
yeah.
don't know what you're doing, or you've, I know so many women right now that have had careers, and now they're back at looking for a career again, and they're scared to death, and they don't even know where to start. You have to start somewhere. Pick out something you liked. And part of the issue is a lot of us equate money with value. And that's not really true.
Mm.
And when you, a lot of ball players, especially when they get out of pro football, they've been used to making all this money. And then all of a sudden they have to make what normal people make at their age, and it's beneath them. And they go, well, I can't do that. And what happens is there's a learning curve that they miss. And if you don't start at the bottom and work your way up, how do you know? You know, and that's what happens. People get stuck in one thing.
Yeah, and they're
afraid to try because it's beneath them, and they have a something that says, well, you know what? This is what it is. And especially now, I mean, families need two incomes. It's hard to make it with just one income. You know, so you got to get out there and start working again, and you go, oh, my God, what am I going to do? I'm not good at anything. You try something. It's a paycheck. It's something. And then you go, you know what, I sort of like this. I could be good at this. Where you go, you know what, this is not for me. My mother ended up getting divorced with 9 children, had to go back to work. She had a high school degree. She worked as a secretary. She worked as an assistant. She worked. She tried everything she could. And then she ended up at the Philadelphia Inquirer in sales and became great at it. But she tried about 10 or 15 different jobs before she found one that really, and every time she did it, she started back and then she moved ahead. And when she was able to retire, she retired with a great pension and money. And it was one, and she's living a very nice retirement life because of it.
That's a great story, Janet, because so many women are, and you even say it in Be Invincible, I didn't care if I failed. If I failed, then there would be something else. And I guess that was your mother who was the role model for how you managed to move forward and be so successful in what you do, that what you did and what you do now.
Well, you know, what is success? It's what you feel it is.
That's
you know,
true.
It's not measured by what anybody else says. And that's what you have to remember. You're not pleasing anybody but you. And if it doesn't fit in with what everybody expects of you, too bad. This is your life. You go around once.
Boy, that's the truth.
This isn't just like an audition. This is it.
Yeah. That's what they say. Life is not a dress rehearsal. This is the show.
Yeah, really. And,
yeah.
And you know what? This is probably inappropriate to bring up, but I just had a friend of mine. She just, 54 years old, just dropped dead. Devastating. I was with her one day and the next day, and she was just getting ready to go back to work, and she was doing all these things, and she was going to get back into modeling, and she had all these dreams. And then, that quick, it ended. And it's so sad for me because she was such a wonderful woman, and she was just going back into doing what she did when she was in, before she got married.
Yeah, they say, you know, when I was in school, the nuns used to always say, there's no day that's promised to you. And as I've gotten older, I hated that. I hated that when they said it, but, you know, that you know not the day nor the hour. But as I've gotten older, I realize that's really true. My mother lived to be 90, and even at 90, I remember being in the emergency room with her. And, you know, at 90, you know that could be the last time. And
yeah.
She looked back and she said, I said, Mom, I said, how about that? Who ever thought that you'd be 90? And everybody thought she was 80. And she said, yeah, she said, and then she got very wistful, which was unlike my mother. And she said, and it went so fast. And I thought, it sort of freaked me out in that moment, Janet, but I thought afterwards, I said it to my spouse. I said, how could that be 90 years? And yet, you know, you've known Vince, you've been married 18 years? You
and Vince, and we're going on 19, and it still feels like a honeymoon.
And I've known Joseph 25 years, and I still remember the first time that I met him and how that was, and it just went by in a flash. So
my daughter's getting ready to go to college. I still remember the day she was born.
Yeah.
I mean, I still remember what it was like, and you know, and her first step, and all the little things, and I'm like, I can't believe it. It just seems like yesterday, you know. And it's an evolution, you know, you sort of evolve, you know, first you're involved in their whole life, you know, everything up until sixth grade, and then all of a sudden they sort of push away, and then each year, each step, you know, when they're in junior high and then they go to high school, it changes again, and then they're gone. It's amazing, you know, and my daughter says, I know you won't. You won't even cry when I leave. I go, Gabby, this is what you're supposed to do. This is your life. It's wonderful. I said, it just goes so quick. I can't believe it. Why should I cry? I'm happy for you.
Yeah,
you know?
That's really good advice to all women. It goes fast. And in one of your chapters, it's titled Celebrate the Small Victories. And if you do that, even, you know, like whatever that is, you know, whatever that small victory is, if you move it forward, that it'll take you to the next place. If you never celebrate the victories, then you never have confidence.
Well, that's the thing. It's overwhelming to say, oh my God, what am I going to do the rest of my life? How can you ask that? It's not reasonable. So as your journey goes, you celebrate because you don't know what tomorrow's going to give you. But on your way, there's lots of happy moments.
Well, Janet, you certainly are the embodiment of the victorious woman in my book,
thank you.
and I'm the authority on that particular topic. So it's wonderful, and it was wonderful spending some time with you today. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm going to.